Blog Talk Radio.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Corey.
Today's the day.
Wait. What day is it?
It is Sith or Republic Day. Choose an effing side.
Oh, no.
I already chose this.
Everybody wants to go Sith. What is it
I'm
with
us? I evil. Well, in my experience, and I'll tell you why it is, I always choose the bad side, the ugly side, the evil side, because 9 times out of 10, you brand new little newbies, y'all want to be the good guy. So y'all are going to go over to the sparkly clean side and go noob it up over there.
To the sparkly clean side.
It's true. Have you ever noticed that noobs tend to go for the good guy side? They want to be, you know, the knight in shining armor, all that fun stuff. They don't want to be evil. They can't handle the evil yet.
I see. I don't think that's always the case that you can't handle. Well, I think they usually make it easier to be good. If you think about, you know, back in EverQuest, because you had a race, the Dark Elves, and there was another one that were considered sort of evil, but they were the hardest characters to play because you couldn't even start in your city.
Oh,
it started with an E. I can't remember the name of them.
They're Erudites?
There you go. Them and the Dark Elves. So you couldn't start in your city. You had to start where they already hated you. You know, as soon as you we're level one. There are people trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they sometimes make it easier for you to be good until you learn the game. So once you learn the game, then, yeah, you can create a new character and switch sides. But I think that's what the whole problem is. If they would just give you an easy character to play on the evil side, you probably have a lot more people on the Sith side.
I don't want them on the Sith side.
Yeah, I can sit here and say this all day.
No, I don't want them on the side.
I'm on the fence. I might be good. I might not be. So I need somewhere in the middle. You just never know. You're just never going to know with me. I would switch. I may be
good.
You know, I'm all about me. That's what it is. This is about me.
This is true. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about my leveling. It's all about my gold farming. Well, it's not gold theirs, but yeah.
Okay, you know what? We need to control Jay. He's already started this morning. Let us recap his Twitter, or his tweet. Darth boobs, Jar Jar boobs, Booba Fett. No, Jay. Bad Jay.
That is awesome.
Bad Jay.
Jay, and I haven't said it yet. Well, she said it, but I haven't. Boobs! I'm sugar at you. Boobs.
Bad Jay. All right.
We've got news. We got, surprisingly, we've got news.
Yeah.
It's been a little slow the last couple of days.
I'm glad you kicked in because I had a moment where I was just completely blank and tired. So, yeah.
Well, this is The Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and that is Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
Yeah.
I'm Ginger. Am I Ginger or am I Corey?
No, you're Corey.
Man, why can't I be Ginger some days?
Because you cannot handle all this awesome brattiness.
Apparently I can't, because you see where I just went completely blank for a second. I need to get to sleep. Didn't you got to sleep early last night? I didn't get any sleep.
Yes, I did. I did. And then I slept late, too. So, yeah. As y'all can hear, I'm sitting here stretching and yawning.
Vim and Verber. Is it Vigor?
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody said it's going to roll today.
Now, while I got your ear, you might want to pop over to the ECA, or if you've been on our Twitter, because they managed to grab me yesterday, the 2 minutes I wasn't doing something and asked me to do.
ECA grabbed her.
Yeah, it's fun. ECA grabbing is hot. So they grabbed me. I did a little thing with them, Voice of a Gamer. And if you know somebody or you want to be Voice of a Gamer, go ahead and send them over there. I was thinking about sending Snow and Ginger, but they have the bouts of shyness.
Shyness?
Well, not so much you. Snow does.
When she wouldn't know what to say.
See? So I had to speak for them.
Yeah, they are like, tell me what to say, and I will say it. I can do that.
No, gosh, I sound like I'm 80 today. Will my voice ever return? See, this is what happens, the woods. This is why I don't go to the woods.
I have 104 followers. Okay, sorry.
She needs more stalkers.
Yes, yes, I do. I need more stalkers. I will shake my boobs at you if you join and follow.
May I have the first news story since
you, You may, because then I got to rag on some Apple.
Oh, well, as I said, Sith the Republic, choose a frickin' side already. And the only reason I'm also doing this is because this is from BioWare down in Austin that put this out today. The Force is strong with BioWare.
That one.
They're saying they're in the final hours before the launch of the early game access for Star Wars. I am starting to speak like a Canadian. You freaking Canadians, stop. Star Wars, not Star Wars, the Old Republic. Yes, Star Wars. The globally acclaimed MMORPG goes live on December 20th here in North America and Europe. But those of you who pre-ordered will be able to enter the game starting as early as today. That's right, I said today, December 13th, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Some of you are already
in.
Hopefully you're listening to us while you play.
Players will better be listening to us while you play.
Whoa.
I'll come find you afterwards and shoot you.
No, yours was Shank. Shank, remember?
Shank. Oh, yeah, Shank.
Yeah. I'm
Well, no, in Star Wars, I was all about some shooting.
So, okay, she's going to shoot and shank you, and then I'm going to cut you. You don't have a chance. Players will access the game in waves, creating a rolling thunder effect while people are preloading. Some will be playing the game. The early game access program will help manage server volumes, helping to endure a smooth day one experience. Most likely not.
Yeah, not so much.
Just to participate in the early game access program, customers must pre-order Star Wars The Old Republic and redeem your code at swtor.com/pre-order/code. Pre-orders are also available in limited quantities at most participating retailers and digitally via Origin. The Old Republic blends the best breed features of the MMO space and add significant innovations, resulting in an emotionally engaging online experience where you will have clear and meaningful purpose. This is from Dr. Ray Muzyaka, whose name we always have trouble saying. Sorry, Ray. Come on the show and tell us how to pronounce it properly. General manager, he's also the general manager of EA's BioWare label and co-founder of BioWare. He says, our beta test... What is with me in the er? Am I English okay?
I don't know, but it's amusing to me.
Am I English today? They usually add er on the end of everything. Our beta testers have told us that we have truly captured the magic of Star Wars and changed what they expect from an MMO. The Old Republic team is incredibly excited, honored, and humbled to provide early access to our pre-order customers today. My accents are seeping in, I think, because I'm tired. This is just the beginning of a grand adventure together. Fans have been eagerly anticipating the release of Star Wars The Old Republic. Millions of players have already experienced the game during pre-launch beta tests, including our own Ginger and Snow, and dedicated players have already formed more than 78,000 guilds already.
Yeah, I'm supposed to belong to one.
I don't do guilds well. Feedback from fans have exploded on forums and blogs worldwide, praising the game for its genre-changing innovations. I don't know about all that. Never before has an MMO offered players the opportunity to explore such a vast Star Wars galaxy, populated with fully voiced characters, and each brought to life by professional voice actors with performances in English, France. Is it France? Just say Francais, Francais, and German.
I don't know, but keep talking like that. That's
it. It's also the first MMO to deliver compelling stories that unfold as players make meaningful personal choices and encounter companion characters who are truly transformative to each player's journey. Set thousands of years before the classic Star Wars film, The Old Republic is a story-driven MMO challenging players with epic quests featuring dynamic content across the classic worlds and Star Wars galaxies. Players will also be asked to join with either the Galactic Republic or Sith Empire, or the Forces, I call the Galactic Republic the Force. I like that better. And choose one of eight iconic Star Wars characters. You can be Jedi Knight, Jedi Consular, Smuggler, Trooper, Bounty Hunter, Imperial Agent, and Sith Inquisitor or Sith Warrior. What happened to the dancer? Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Each character has a... skill tree. And each primary class will enjoy their own unique storylines, all of which, again, are fully voiced and featuring a sweeping musical score. Included with the purchase of every copy of Star Wars is the 30 days of game access time, after which you can continue to play through subscribing at either $14.99 a month or $41.97 for 3 months, which comes out to be about $13.99 per month, or $77.94 for 6 months, and that's about $12.99 per month. For more information on Star Wars The Old Republic, you can visit StarWarsTheOldRepublic.com or follow the game on Twitter at SWTOR or like Star Wars The Old Republic on Facebook by looking up Star Wars The Old Republic on Facebook. Yay!
Yay!
Fantastical.
All right. People, don't crash the servers. Okay, what have we got today? GamePolitics.com today has an interesting story.
Got them.
At least I find it kind of interesting. There's a report, Apple's strange relationship with a patent troll that targets its competition. Huh. All right, so, yeah, according to Ars Technica, they made a report saying Apple has allied itself with a known patent troll to take out its enemies.
I told you people were going to start doing this.
Uh-huh. The company has had some covert dealings with Digitude Innovations, a company that enjoys being paid in patents so it can beat the hell out of companies in court. Digitude launched one of its first legal attacks earlier this month against some of the biggest mobile hardware players in the world, including Nokia. I can't talk today. Nokia, RIM, Motorola, HTC, LG, Samsung, Sony, and even Amazon. The company filed a patent infringement claim with the International Trade Commission. Apple was not on that list, of course. Apple owned two of the patents that are being used in the legal action as recently as November. The iOS device maker recently transferred ownership of a dozen apps to a shell company called Cliff Island LLC, which shares a New York office with the investment firm Attitude Capital Partners. That company was founded by Altitude investor Robert Kramer, who also owns a big chunk of Digitude. Altitude has funded efforts in the past to win settlements from Microsoft, RIM, and eBay over patent disputes. Kramer told Forbes back in June, "Our goal is to generate great returns for our investors. We have reached out to many of our prospective customers to encourage them to become early strategic licensees."
Is that what we're calling it, early strategic licensees?
Yeah.
I think they should be likened then to what they did with Martha Stewart back in the day. That seems like some insider patent trading thing.
That does, just about.
I'm just saying.
According to Ars, Digitude makes deals with licensees for blanket access to its patent portfolio. Digitude prefers payment in patents instead of money so that it can either garner new licensees or sue them in court.
See, insider patent trading.
That does seem that way. I don't know what to think about that.
Ooh, that's a bad apple.
All right, so what happened here? In April, Digitude said that it had signed its first strategic deal with one of the world's leading consumer electronic companies. It did not mention Apple specifically. But the dozen patents Apple turned over to Cliff Island were acquired in April from this year from Mitsubishi. Cannot talk. These patents relate to mobile communications devices or mobile terminals. Those patents were transferred to Cliff Island in late November, with the two patents involved in an ITC dispute being transferred to Digitude the following day. Days after the transfer, Digitude filed a complaint with the ITC. Further proof of a relationship between Apple and Digitude is a confidential license agreement involving both companies that was filed as evidence in the ITC case.
Oh, this is juicy. Oh, my goodness.
Apple, you dirty dog!
Dirty apples.
Is that even legal?
I don't know if that's legal, but it sure is interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I actually found this last night. I'm going to cover it briefly because it's morbid and I really don't want to talk about it, but I do want to congratulate, let me see if I can get back to this because there's also some rumors about the iPad 3 I want to talk about later, but a woman whose name I don't have, why don't I have her name?
She's the nameless woman.
Oh, I suck. That's what I get for looking at too many news stories. You know how you're surfing through and I'm like,
news stories, I say porn.
It is not porn.
Not if you don't.
The people are not moving. No. It's not porn. The people are not moving.
See, I knew it. I knew it. I told y'all.
Not real porn.
Mm.
Well, the story that I'm going to tell you about, here we go. I want to give a kind of, well, I don't know. Well, her name, the lady's name I'm talking about is Nancy Lopez. She lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she did something we always encourage you all to do, which is to pay attention to the people on your social networks. Apparently, one of her friends sadly killed himself and his girlfriend and her guy friend, but he posted it on Facebook, and she took it seriously. And this is something we always urge you all to do out there. If someone says something on Facebook, it's not – don't say, oh, you're just trying to get attention. Even if they are, you can't take the chance, honestly. You don't know what they're planning to do. Just make sure you call the police. So apparently she handled that excellently. It didn't have a great outcome, but, you know, she tried. Mm-hmm. The man obviously was disturbed. He was 20 years older than this girl, and she had a guy friend that was her age, so maybe he felt threatened by that. So he ended up killing himself. And what he posted on Facebook was, I've killed Ryan, Aaron, and myself. People were warned not to effing play with me and ruin me. They didn't listen. Sorry about your luck. Again, people.
Luck?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Luck. Yes. Life is luck. That's.
Yeah. Oh. He's sick. Sick.
Very sick.
Moral of the story is, if someone is posting things like that on Facebook, take it seriously, people. Take it very seriously. They say something on Twitter, take it seriously. And this is a time of year, as we've been warning so far this week, or Ginger especially has been saying it before, I can get it out. This is a high time for high amount of suicides and people losing their effing minds over pretty much nothing. But they, it's something to them. Make sure you get them help if you can, or at least call somebody.
Yes.
Try.
Well, let somebody know, at least.
Yeah. And if you were not sure what to do, we still have up from a show we had a few months ago, how to help a gamer you suspect is about to commit suicide. These rules will apply across the board, across your Facebook, your Twitter. If you're still on MySpace for some god unknown reason, these tips will work, and you can get the person the help that they need. Or yourself, if you're experiencing a high amount of stress, mm-hmm. you need some assistance. We have all the numbers listed there internationally. If you're not from the U.S. and you got your phone with you and you need to call, you know, you can call from your iPhone from the U.K. Call over and mm-hmm. get some help, and they'll get you to someone over here. So just don't sit there and wallow in it.
Yes, don't. It's too easy for some people to lose perspective. It's just this time of the year is the craziest. It's the worst. So just, you know.
And it's worldwide. It's not even just us. It is worldwide crazy.
Yeah. And especially with all the layoffs that are going on right now, people don't pull these people off.
Now, I has another one.
Oh, you have another one? What you got?
This is from a company we ran into years. I ran into years ago, even before there was a Game of Atrix, and I always wondered what happened to them. And this is the first news I've seen of them, and God, I'm not going to tell you how many years. But anyway, Edmondson is replacing Joblin as the chairman of a company called Game Horizon. Darren Joblin, who is the COO of, I don't know why y'all pick these crazy names for your companies,
They do. What is the deal with the names, people? Sorry.
Okay, Eutechnics is maybe that's it? Okay, I think that's it. He's resigned from his position as chairman of Game Horizon after 7 years to concentrate on the forthcoming release of online racer Auto Club Revolution. I don't think I like the title of it. Don't sound very appetizing.
No, and I've been watching this one, too, and I'm like, really?
taking the chair role of the Games Network and annual event is Gareth Edmondson, formerly of Ubisoft Reflections and now CEO of mobile publisher Thumbstar Games. He says it's been a great experience to grow Game Horizon from first principles into a global network and highly rated annual executive conference, commented Joblin. However, it's now time to hand the baton of responsibility on to Gareth so as to allow me to focus my energies on Eutechnics and specifically the launch of Auto Club Revolution in the coming year. Both Edmondson and Joblin will be speakers for next year's Game Horizon event taking place at the Sage Gateshead June 27th through 28th. Said the industry is going through a dramatic change with numerous small development teams starting up as well as the larger studios taking on even more ambitious projects. And I'm very much looking forward to the opportunity to support the network and the regional games industry, offered Edmondson on his new role. I am very disappointed with them because they once upon a time had an MMO on the horizon with a very novel concept that I'm going to share with you, was that all players were born into the game. Meaning you didn't get to pick your parents once you grew up and you married somebody in-game and you all had a virtual child. That virtual child was a real person that had signed up to be in the game. And it had the whole, it had a lot of aspects of EverQuest, Dark Ages of Camelot, and this thing just disappeared off the map. Me and a friend of mine were so excited to play. This is how I found them years ago.
That sounds awesome.
Yes. So somebody else do that. I just handed you another idea. We're always giving out game design ideas. All we ask for is Microsoft points or, you know, a free subscription to online for like 2 years. We don't ask for much.
Something. Just, you know, and a little something. Something
yeah, we don't have such, maybe a 3DS or 3 or 4. Something. Anyway, I thought that was going to be the second coming of MMOs, but they just did never materialized.
That sounds awesome, and I'm a little upset I didn't ever get to play that.
I am, too, that they didn't get it finished. Oh, well, maybe somebody else will do it. Somebody got to do something. Y'all are getting boring with games now. Even if the Star Wars of the Old Republic is kind of boring.
Yeah. We're not going to go there.
We need to inject some more simulator into the MMOs. We need a little bit of simulator. I know you think you're gathering flowers and trees, but, I mean, I need it to directly affect the economy. And, yeah, all that kind of business there is fun. You know, I need to be in this part of – let me shut up. I'm getting angry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely needs something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what have I got? This is kind of semi-interesting. GamePolitics.com this morning. Little Big Planet 2 used for STEM 2012 competition.
Uh-oh.
Attitudes Entertainment Company and Team Kazen won a grant from Hashtag and the MacArthur Foundation to develop educational levels using the PlayStation 3 game Little Big Planet 2. The levels created by the team have since went live among the other 5 million user-created levels that are already free-to-play in the Little Big Planet community. Because of those levels, the group was subsequently asked by Montana's Office of Public Instruction, OPI, to give a presentation in Helena later this year. Among those in attendance were members of Great Falls Public Schools and Sunnyside Elementary. After the presentation, they spoke to the team, which inevitably led to the information of a test group of 8 students, 4 boys and 4 girls, because, you know, girls are awesome, and ranging in grades from 4 to 6, called the Great Public Schools A Little Big Planet Club. The group of children are learning how to create content for Little Big Planet 2 for 2 days out of the week, with a third day dedicated to researching topics related to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and history. This is so that the group can be split into 2 teams, 2 girls and 2 boys, that will each build one level based on what they've learned. These levels will be shown off live at the 2012 STEM Expo in Great Falls in April. That's why you shouldn't scroll when you're reading, people. We're very excited to be teaming up with GFPS and Sunnyside on this project, says Josh Hughes in an email to GP. We feel one of the best ways for educational content and games to come together is through games like Little Big Planet that support user-created content. It's been a crazy start. The kids are jumping in with both feet and researching their topics ways most kids hate to do, because they're not doing it for a book report anymore. They're looking for inspiration for their Little Big Planet projects. This is cool. I think more schools should do something like this.
I agree.
I can, not that I minded doing book reports. I love that kind of thing growing up. I was a geek anyways, but yeah, for most of the kids, I can see them totally digging into this. You're getting to play a game. You're getting to create a game, content for your own game that your friends can play. That's awesome.
We read last week that they were looking at putting it into the curriculum in the UK.
Yeah, and I think they should. This is awesome.
Holy crap.
I can't wait to see what they can make for us. And you say, holy crap, like something awesome or something really horrible just happened.
It is really horrible.
Uh-oh.
I think we're over our traffic. Okay, anyway. Moving back along. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
Well, Obsidian's chief director, creative officer, rather, Chris Avalon, has said that he loves digital distribution, not only because it saves environmental impact through lack of packaging and because it gives developers extra flexibility, but also because it can spell the end of the second-hand market. Speaking in an interview with Industry Gamers, Avalon poured praise on the digital model despite his company's predilection for large disc-based RPGs. He says, "I love digital distribution. For one thing, being environmentally conscious, I really appreciate that we're not making more boxes and shipping them and creating all that waste. It's better just to download the game through Steam and not have all that packaging. One of the things I enjoyed with Fallout New Vegas was that the digital distribution of the DLC made things more flexible in terms of getting the content done. You didn't have to worry about production time for disc, and so you could take an extra week if you needed to get the things right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you get it right is a question? Okay. So anyway, the creative chief wasn't keen on diluting his opinions about used game sales and how he hopes that digital will affect them. He says, of course, one of the greatest things about digital distribution is what it does to reduce the used games market. He says, I hope digital distribution stabs the used games market in the heart.
In the heart? Oh, very nice.
Avalon also revealed that Obsidian does harbor ambitions to develop and publish its own IP eventually. Instead of the solid work for hire that is done for companies such as Bethesda, these titles, he says, are likely to be distributed non-physically. He says, our eventual hope is that we can stockpile enough resources to release our own titles digitally. Smaller games can be very satisfying projects to work on, and it would be great to do that, but it's going to take some time for us to get there, and we want to make sure that we do it right. Look here, man. You all have made a grave mistake in the games industry with the used games market. You should be asking for residuals if the game is resold. And that's the long and short of it. If you're getting cut out, it's your own fault.
Very much so.
So don't be mad at the people for what they're doing. They're making their money. You should try to make yours.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't quite know where this is going to fit, so I'm just going to jump in with it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess, well, it is Tuesday. We're going to have our little fashion deal tonight, so maybe this sort of fits there. The Artist Fashion Design, pre-order now. A masterclass book of tutorials which are perfect for concept artists, game design artists, fashion designers, and character designers. All right, so Ballistic has broken new ground with an inspirational masterclass book that explores the convergence of fashion design and the world of digital art and character design. It combines timeless technique with the latest technology and will teach you how to bring your digital creations to the next level.
What?
Yes. When asked who would benefit most from the Artist Fashion Design, award-winning digital artist and contributing editor Anne Pagoda said concept artists, game design artists, fashion designers, and character designers can learn from this book. All right. So anyways, it's a book. It's about fashion design. And it's on pre-order now. And if you will check on GameMatrix.com and... probably about 2 or 3 minutes. I'm going to have this up. I'm fighting with the pictures, being a brat.
Okay, Horace is very excited, saying, he says, on December 20th, this planet is about to go MMORPG crazy. Well, we'll see. Hello, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Are you having some issues?
Like I said, this image is being a brat.
Maybe you are causing the problem, Ginger.
It saved weird, and then it opened odd, and it was like, what in the world are you doing?
Are you causing problems, Ginger? Are you the one causing the problems? Because you know
I may be the one causing the problems.
Y'all should know I'm giving Ginger the eye.
You give me the eye. Scare your eye. I love
Even
you.
Though I can't see her, she's getting the eye.
I flash my fluffy cakes at you.
Like, that's going to happen. That's going to help you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not snow.
Mm-mm. That trick only works on her.
I flash my games at you.
Your games?
My games.
Yeah. Anyway, so apparently the story that you were trying to post, Ginger, is up. It is being a brat.
Okay,
I can see it, so let it go.
Okay. All right, I let it go.
Breathe, Ginger, breathe.
Breathing.
It's all right.
I'm trying to breathe. I'm so congested today. It's ridiculous.
Breathe. It's okay. All right. So we got other news.
Other news.
I think, you know what? I think Comcast or whatever is having a hiccup because now everything is loading all crazy.
See? I thought it was maybe me.
Wow. Uh-huh.
She's going to cut somebody. Y'all hear that? She's got that uh-huh.
Oh,
somebody's going to die.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me move along here. We can't be getting all can't cut people on the air. Too many witnesses. So Sony Universal,
saved by the air.
Yeah, Sony Universal and Fox employees are apparently pirates too. Major motion picture studios and record labels have been waging war on so-called pirates. the consumers who download copyrighted content free of charge on the internet. So wouldn't it make kind of sense for some of these so-called pirates to be employed by major motion picture studios and record labels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to VentureBeat, as it turns out, the song siren of BitTorrent is just too sweet to resist. According to data gathered by Torrent Freak via spy site you have downloaded, employees at Sony, Fox, and Universal are a bunch of torrent-happy pirates. Torrent Freak used IP ranges for a handful of major Hollywood studios, entered that information into You Have Downloaded, and saw a stream of TV shows, music, and movies being downloaded by their very own employees. At Sony, folks were downloading Conan the Barbarian and music by the Black Keys. Over at NBC's Fort Lauderdale office, someone was pirating Cowboys and Aliens and new sitcom Two Broke Girls. Really, people? And at Fox, downloads included the newly released on DVD film Super 8. Mm-hmm. And as Torrent Freak pointed out, yes, these are some of the same companies who want to disconnect people from the internet after they've been caught sharing copyrighted material.
Wow, you hypocrites. You hypocrites.
Major entertainment entities including NBC, Universal, CBS, Disney, Fox, Sony Pictures, Viacom, and Warner Brothers are all lobbying for greater monitoring and punishment of what they term or deem content theft. After all, they make the shows, and we humble pirates lift them without so much as watching an ad.
You know that's what that's all about, too. We don't watch the ads.
Yes. These studios recently formed a coalition to support the Stop Online Piracy Act. I had to bang my desk for it so it would, you know, resonate. SOPA. A proposed bill in Congress that would lead to new levels of web censorship. This Thursday, SOPA goes before the House Judiciary Committee, which oversees copyright law. So far, the bill is expected to pass. So many organizations and individuals have been protesting the bill. To get involved yourself, you can check out various tools and suggestions at AmericanCensorship.org or I Work for the Internet, or go over to GameVoters.org. Or ECA.org, somewhere. Do something, people. Get up. Move. Let's do this. No, I didn't mean play Dance Central. You. I said move over to the... Yeah. You know what I meant.
She thinks she knows what she meant. She's not quite for certain, but she thinks. Maybe
they know what I mean or they'll be cut. You better move. That's a scary and funny.
Wow. You hypocrites. I cannot believe y'all.
No, they just want to be the only ones to pirate. You know what the people that are mad and try to control the internet are all about? You know what that's all about? Oh. The fact that they don't have exclusive access to these things, and everybody does.
Ah, could be. Could
that's
be.
What it is. Well,
yep. Mm. All right, Infinite Space, PvP battles full of action and stunning explosions. Big Point celebrates the 5th anniversary and never-ending success story of Dark Orbit. More than 65 million players have already registered for Dark Orbit. Hundreds of thousands of players travel together through space and force their spaceships and drones in order to become heroes in epic battles. On December 11th, Dark Orbit raced with the speed of light to celebrate its anniversary. And naturally, we celebrated together with the Dark Orbit community and the fans. In the late third millennium, it became uninhabitable.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Uninhabitable on Earth. What could have been more obvious than to look to the sky and to strive for permanent position in the infinite space of the universe with all its planets and resources? And so Dark Orbit became the most popular space game and the biggest on the planet, where players run through encounters searching for resources and always prepared for battle. Thanks to continuous updates and numerous features, as well as care for... All right, anyways, you want to find out more about this? It's a 3D spaceship game. Science fiction... So, yeah, and like I said, they just had their 5th anniversary, so 5th year. They're well-established if you want to jump in and play.
Wow.
And I'm going to have this up. Actually, I think I already have this up on GameNatrix.com this morning, so go check it out.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Such wonderful news.
Yay!
Are you ready? Were you just talking about Silk Road Online?
No.
Well, good. I get to tell you about it. Okay. So the people over at Joymax have released an update. Yeah, as a new update is featuring a Fellows system is going to arrive today. They also have a holiday event beginning today, which will run through December the 20th. You know what? You should never let your holiday events not run all the way through the holidays. Just let it run all the way to the new year. People love it. Christmas spirit will live on even after Christmas is over. People still want to do stuff. So
they took it away the day after.
Yeah, so don't.
I'm even more upset about the ones who only celebrate Halloween for Halloween, and then that's it.
Yeah, you got to start like
2 months.
You start about October 1st, and you just let it run all the way through Halloween, just till it's over. Okay, fellows are all new trained pets, which have special enhanced abilities to help their masters conquer the Silk Roads. Joy Max will be holding holiday events to usher in the new year and commemorate the launch of its fellow system and Magic Lamp service. I don't have any idea what that is, people. This is one we haven't gone to yet. Yeah, magic lamps. I picture genies and stuff. Players who want to try out the new fellow system or participate in the magic lamp service where players have a chance to obtain rare and new release items should visit Silk Road's online official site at joymax.com/silkroad/ to register for a Joymax account and jump straight into the action. The new fellow system is a result of the continued efforts by Joymax to add exciting new content to Silk Road Online based on increasing demand from our loyal players, said Joymax CEO Namchul Kim. With the implementation of this new gameplay mechanic, players will be able to determine and execute more tactical decisions as they continue their quest in the game. Fellows work alongside players and are a vital asset when going into battle. Not only can they utilize powerful attack combinations, which will later on become indispensable in battle, but they allow the players to move quickly throughout the game while sitting comfortably on their backs. Fellows are also very intelligent. They have the ability to judge individual situations by themselves and to determine and trigger corresponding skills automatically. You put a bot with me? No. Okay, there are three types of tactical settings in the Fellow system: aggressive, defensive, and buff. The players can choose a fellow type based on their preference. It is also possible for fellows to acquire additional abilities or special skills like spirit points by visiting the store. Again, beginning December the 20th, players will be able to access the magic lamp service for a limited time, enter the item room, and make a wish by polishing. See, I said it was a lamp, didn't I? Polishing the fantastic lamp clean with a magic cleaner. A genie will appear and grant players their special wishes. No word on how many wishes you'll get. To celebrate the launch of this rare service, players will receive a coveted 12th grade equipment item to wish upon. You can find them all, again, at joymax.com/silkroad/, or find them on Facebook, Official Silk Road, and Twitter, Silk Road Online. I don't know about this. It looks interesting. It's supposed to be having to do with the Chinese and European civilizations, Jiangan, China, Constantinople. Yeah, that type of thing. You're supposed to be a merchant, thief. Hear that, Ginger? You can steal stuff from people? Yeah.
I like stealing.
Protection for hire, hunter.
Ooh, wait, hunter?
Protection for hire, hunter, yes. So it looks to be interesting. Looks to be relatively interesting.
It does look like it could be.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right, what have I got? I have got Deadmau5 to create exclusive tracks. I probably said that wrong. Deadmau5? Anyways. To create exclusive tracks for Sound Shapes, the upcoming music platform game for PlayStation Vita. Dance music phenomenon Deadmau5, announced he is creating a variety of exclusive new tracks, for Sound Shapes, the innovative music game in development for the PlayStation Vita. His forward-thinking approach to indelible and infectious music mirrors and the vision of Queasy Games, the developers behind the highly anticipated title, scheduled for release on scheduled for release in 2012, Sound Shapes is equal parts musical instrument and game. Users can play through a single-player campaign mode or compose original music and levels, all of which utilize the PS Vita's front touchscreen and rear touch panel. During gameplay, explore a musical world in the form of a classic 2D side-scroller, where every action creates a unique game soundtrack. During creation, players can lay down collectible notes and samples as well as musical game objects and hazards. Players can then upload and share their creations to the community via the PlayStation Network. Since music creation in the game is so much like creating digital music, Deadmau5 has utilized Sound Shapes' innovative technology to create a selection of exclusive tracks to be played out in the single-player campaign, as well as allowing users to create new music and levels with his custom beats. Sound Shapes is being developed for the PS Vita system. It's going to be the PS system itself launches sometime in 2012. As to Sound Shapes, we're still not certain when the game's going to be released. They just told us sometime in 2012. So, yeah, check that out. I've got it up on GameAndHX.com this morning.
Fantastical.
Well, you totally went there with that whole redneck accent, didn't you?
That's not a redneck accent. That's a deep backwoods Texas accent.
Oh, is that?
Yes, right. It is. I think I can squeeze this last one in before we have to go to break. Well, Carrier IQ responded to speculation that it's turning over your mobile data to law enforcement with an interesting rebuttal. In an email to VentureBeat, a company spokesperson wrote, "Just to clarify all of the media frenzy around the FBI, Carrier IQ has never provided any data to the FBI. VentureBeat is reporting Carrier IQ is a company that monitors mobile data on more than 100 million phones around the world." Yes, your phone. Yes, you that's watching porn on your phone right now.
I mean, if you're not turning it over to the police, FBI, what are you doing? Why are you collecting it?
And why are you monitoring it? It sends reports related to app performance, signal strength, and battery life back to carriers and manufacturers. However, some are now alleging the company also is capable of logging every single keystroke on your phone and collecting much more personal data such as text messages and locations. Yesterday, VentureBeat and a number of other technology blogs reported on a statement from the FBI. During a routine journalistic inquiry, a reporter asked the FBI whether it had gathered data from Carrier IQ. In response, the FBI replied that while it couldn't reveal anything about information it obtained from Carrier IQ, the information was located in an investigative file, which is exempt from disclosure, and that the records responsive to your request are law enforcement records involving a pending proceeding. Most people would take that to mean that Carrier IQ, like just about every other web company, was instituting procedures to take appropriate requests from law enforcement and comply with those requests when required to do so, say, by a warrant. Companies like Microsoft, Facebook, and even the do-no-evil Google do the same thing. So we weren't too shocked by the FBI statement. However, the rep at Carrier IQ told VentureBeat that because of the way the company works as an intermediary providing data to other companies, not a company providing a service to end users, it doesn't actually work directly with the FBI. If approached by a law enforcement agency, they would refer them to network operators because the diagnostic data collected belongs to them and not the carrier, and not Carrier IQ. Carrier IQ's data is not designed to address the special needs of law enforcement, the source continued. In previous emails, this source also had stated that what gets sent to the companies is compromised only by short codes showing that a user took a specific action, not context-rich data like keystrokes and text message bodies. The diagnostic data that they are saying they capture is mostly historical and won't reveal where somebody is and what they're doing on a real-time basis. If all this is true, the FBI statement could be taken to mean that the FBI statement was about Carrier IQ data collected from wireless carriers with whom law enforcement agents frequently work. With Carrier IQ under some scrutiny from officials, the regulators from around the world, we hope to have more better information to pass on the he said, she said accusations and rebuttals. In the meantime, Carrier IQ has released a 19-page PDF report on exactly how its technology works. Well, good to let the cat out of the bag, I suppose.
Yeah, but still, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think about this.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. I think we're going to break.
It is break time. Dun, 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 dun.
Are you going to sing us into break, Jenny?
No. Not so much.
I think you should.
No. I don't even know the words to the song of that annoying song. The song never ends. I don't know it.
Really?
Yeah. She got all excited.
GamerGirlsRadio.com. And of course, we're here at Blog Talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if you want to find us. And the girls will be on later. I may or may not be with them, so you know they're going to be all crazy.
She says crazy. We're thinking dirty.
See, I was trying not to go there. Hey. All right, guys, we'll see you later after the streaming. Make sure you download and listen later. Got some good juicy news coming. Yes, please. We'll be right back. welcome back to Cooking
welcome
with
back.
Vilma. Cooking with Vilma. Today we're going to...
Vilma?
Yeah.
What happened to the void?
I don't know.
Did I lose her?
I don't know.
No, come back. I need my Corey.
I'm still here.
Okay, good.
Sort of, maybe, kind of.
I love my Corey.
Maybe, possibly here.
Maybe, possibly.
Sort
of. Sort of. All right, well, I think we're on the other side of the break, and it's my turn again, isn't it? I think so, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there is a holiday sale going on. I cannot talk. Apparently a holiday sale going on with only 2 days left. Donna Fantasy Holiday Sale. Due to high demand, Reverie World Studios is extending its sale and Dwarven Invasion promo for the studio's recently released MMORTS, Donna Fantasy. In the spirit of the holidays, fans will be able to download Donna Fantasy directly from the official website for a discounted rate of $19.99. This one-time fee invites players to join the limitless game world of Methador for subscription-free gameplay in any of four action-packed game modes. But don't miss out. The deal is only good through Tuesday, December 13th. Hey, wait a minute. You people lied to us. Y'all said 2 days left, and today is Tuesday. They lied.
Cut them.
Anyway, so today's the last day. Forget I said 2 days left. Today's the last day if you want to play this. December 13th, so check out the sale, or at least, you know, get it for the cheap price. So check out the sale details from Donna Fantasy's official website. In addition, fans that purchase the game within the next couple of days will be able to participate in our extended Dwarven Invasion promotion, providing them with free Dwarven mercenaries and a limited-time-only adventure in which players defend their realms from some very unwelcome guests. Set in the persistent world of Methador, Donna Fantasy offers you the chance to write your own chapter in the bloody history of this land. Explore a richly detailed endless world, complete dozens of story-driven quests and services of kings, wizards, and fellow adventurers, interact with thousands of other players in both player versus player and player versus environment battles, build up your villages into mighty empires and lay siege to your enemies with great trebuchets, the brute strength of walking woods, mighty ogres, and fire-breathing dragon mercenaries to reign supreme. All right. Yeah. So again, this is an RTS and an RPG and an MMO. So if you want to check it out, it's DonnaFantasy.com, and I've got that up on GameMatrix.com for you. Actually, we've got several articles about Donna Fantasy recently, so go over there and check them out.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Why uh-oh?
Oh, uh-oh. Okay, so...
I said, oh, do I need to do something? I can fix it.
Shh, don't move. Oh, no. I'm scared. I'm very scared. I'm scared. Let's go. I don't know. Okay, so anyway.
I love you, Corey.
We want to say, wait a minute, I think you did Dark Orbit already. Yes, yes.
Yes, I did.
I'm crazy. Why do I have that open still? So usually I close them when I hear you do them. Boo, bad Corey. All right, on to other things. I'm having one of those days where I am just not all here.
That's, well, you know, one of those things.
It's just seriously not all here. I am trying to be here, but I'm not all here.
I'm actually here today. I'm a lot of da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah. I'm praying I don't run over somebody on the street.
I don't live there, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, it's crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More interesting news with Apple.
Uh-oh, what'd they do? What'd they do this time?
Well, showing the increasing importance of flash memory these days, Apple is said to be interested in purchasing Anobit, which is an Israeli company that makes specialized technology for flash memory from somewhere between $400 million and $500 billion.
Ooh, million.
I'm sorry, not
a
million.
I was going to say, people, if y'all have got that much money, can you just throw us a couple of million? You know, two or three. That's all we need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if the report is true, this acquisition would give Apple a leg up when it comes to stuffing more flash storage, which is still among the most expensive bits of hardware, into its devices. Anobit has developed a controller chip that speeds up flash performance. Such a deal makes sense for Apple, since flash memory is an essential component for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and MacBook Air, which certainly won't be the last Mac to ship with a solid-state storage drive. The report originally appeared in the original Israeli newspaper, Callus. You know what? I'm just going to go back to bed. I'm just not.
No, we need you.
You know what, Grandma? I'm not coming to get you. I'm back to bed. Don't cut me. I'm just not coming. It's not going to work out today. We'll try again tomorrow. Okay, Apple rarely purchases hardware companies, choosing instead to spend its massive cash reserves on software companies, as TechCrunch has reported before. But Anobit would certainly fit nicely with Apple's purchase of PA Semi in 2008, which was instrumental in developing the company's A4 and A5 mobile chips. The acquisition would also be Apple's first in Israel, which has become a hotbed of innovation in the past decade, and people does not play it in Israel. Calculus also speculates that the acquisition would allow Apple to double the amount of flash memory on its mobile services devices. It could, for example, help the company offer a 32-gigabyte iPhone for $200 with contract instead of $300. I think they should be jailbroken and just let us go where we want to go. Then I might be getting an iPhone, because then I'm not beholden unto one carrier. As Reuters is noting, Anobit supplies its products to memory companies like Hynix, which is now the main flash supplier for the iPhone 4S. So it looks like that's in line with kind of what they want to do. I have another one, if Ginger will allow.
Oh, sure. Go right on ahead.
If I can get back to this page. I got two. Look, this is about, I got two computers open with news. Two. You do. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I can't be. No, I'm not mad at you. I forgot. You're the wrong one to be mad at. We're mad at Snow and Blaster for their. Yeah.
Yes. I don't have the brand new one. Not yet.
It's coming. Well, according to some sources over at the Huffington Post, there's another rumor about the iPad 3.
Oh, yeah. What's the rumor?
It's expected to come out around March.
Ooh.
And the rumors are that the new tablet will be thicker than the first two in order to support hardware that would increase the display resolution from 1024 by 768 pixels to 2048 by 1536 pixels. And here's another one, according to an Asian supplier which provides parts for the next iPad. The iPad 3 will have the same screen size but be a bit thicker than the iPad 2. Again, the rumors of a bulked-up iPad 3 have been persistent. A website called iLounge Best Source thinks that the iPad 3 will be 0.7 millimeters thicker, and trade magazine Digitimes has reported that Apple is at least considering a thicker unit in order to accommodate sensors necessary for the better so-called retina display, because, according to Apple, the human eye cannot make out the individual pixels on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have super eyes like me. Okay, so...
Brag some more, Corey.
No, I ain't bragging. I wish I could see that well. I got good eyesight since the surgery, but wow. The other day I had some issues. They still do the same thing when you're tired. They get fuzzy. You cannot see. Whatever. $3,000 for an eye, you would think it's bionic. I should be able to spot things. I should have a little reticle when I look at things and the noise. Remember the noise? Yeah. Anyway. If the iPad 3 does come out in March with a thicker body, it'll join the great American tradition of emerging from the wintertime fatter than before. I am laughing because, I thought Kit Natrix was coming in. Again, the rumors, I lost my place. If the iPad 3, wow, don't you love when you lose your place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of the fat Americans television, Apple is reportedly making one, but a new rumor suggests that the iPad TV could come in a much different package than previously thought. Yay! They don't have any pictures of it. I don't know that people would be happy with it being a little bit thicker. It doesn't fit into your purse as well.
Hmm.
She's going,
Yeah, see, that's the main thing. It's got to fit in my purse.
It's got to fit in the purse.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't understand the point of having half these anyways, because, you know, I got my Nook.
Oh, Lord. Her with the Nook again.
I love my Nook. My Nook is awesome. All right, I have a story. There we go. I thought I lost it. I found it. Today, out today in the stores, Guinness World Records 2012 Gamers Edition, celebrating the best and most bonkers in video games.
Yay.
I want this. I wonder if I can get this on my Nook. Anyways, Guinness World Records, the global authority on record-breaking, announces the latest, greatest, and most extreme achievements in the world of video games in its upcoming publication of Guinness World Records 2012 Gamers Edition, released on the 19th. Oh, I lied. It's not out today. Released on the 19th of January, 2012.
Well, might as well be.
Yeah, close. Some days. Praised by critics as a definite almanac of all things games, The fifth installment of the best-selling series is a must-have for any fan of gaming. Packed with official gaming records, trivia, and never-before-seen pictures, the new edition covers every genre with an outstanding selection of in-depth spreads on some of your favorite games, including Battlefield, Pokemon, StarCraft, Gears of War, Are You Kidding Me? I'm Gonna Kill You, Angry Birds, and Ultima Online. That should not be in there. If that game ever existed. Guinness World Records gaming editor Gazdeev says the brand new Gamers Edition is packed full of the best and brightest of the last 12 months of video gaming with amazing achievements, bizarre behavior, and incredible industry insight. We're adjudicated records with the best gamers in the world to give our readers a complete picture of all the most astonishing facts from the wonderful world of gaming. All right, so again, oh no, it's all, you UK fans, y'all have to wait till the 19th. Us Americans, yes. Oh no, I lied. We have to wait out, see, I talk shit, oh crap, and then it happens.
it is daytime, Ginger.
It's daytime, my bad. All right, you UK people, y'all get it on the 19th. The rest of the world, you know, the ones that actually rule the world, the US, we have to wait until January 3rd. See, that's what I get for talking crap.
That's what you get for.
That's what I get for talking crap. That's not cool. And sorry, don't shoot me, you accident.
That's Ginger bad.
Yes, come back later tonight. I'll make sure all those words fly.
All right. We also have a new game that is out today from the Disney Universe. It's out for the Wii, the Xbox 360, the PlayStation, and the Windows PC. It is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Remember that cartoon?
Yes.
Well, let's see.
Are you okay over there?
No. Christmas experiences were supposed to get a little creepy when Jack Skellington and company descend into the Disney universe. The new Nightmare Before Christmas level is what it is, actually. It's available exclusively for Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. It allows players to suit up as Jack Skellington, Sally, Oogie Boogie,
Oogie Boogie,
and Dr. Finkelstein, even the mayor of Halloween Town. Bit of a spooky Halloween tier. We do have some screenshots and things for it, but if you're just like, I don't need to see any screenshots, I don't need anything, I just want it, you can get it for about $4.99 on the PlayStation Network or for 400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live. Doesn't say how much it is for the Wii or Windows or any other information. We may see if we can grab that for you at some point. That is so adorable. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I have never seen all of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You've not? Woman, you have got to sit down and watch that. That is so awesome.
This whole I am too busy to breathe thing has been going on since I was in high school. I have been,
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kidnap you and we're going to watch that because, yeah, that is something you have to watch.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you've seen that. I love that.
I'm sorry.
Such a good movie.
I'm sorry.
I saw somebody with an avatar that looked exactly like, I can't think of what the girl's name was now in that. It was really awesome.
I can't think of what the name is. It's totally awesome.
What?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today, lovely peoples, at least for this time of day. You will see you possibly later tonight. Hopefully I will have my head on straight because I am all kinds of crazy today. It's not even the middle of the week. Right?
No. Tomorrow will be hump day.
And I'm already crazy. Again, you can stop by and hang out with the girls later on tonight. Pixie's possibly. Don't know. They're going to still do it.
as long as I want to.
Yeah, I should be here by then. I have to go and kill some trolls and orcs and collect the crystals and everything.
Awesome.
And the potion. Yeah, but if I get back in time.
You bring me some blood, that'd be good too.
Yeah, all right. I guess. Well, do you need some those raven's claw things for you?
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
You trust me.
Okay.